Hello there. Thanks for listening to the Elevate Christian Church podcast. We exist as a church to connect people with God and each other. Today's message comes to us from our lead minister and preacher, Kevin Martin. We hope this inspires you, grows you, and challenges you in your faith and your walk with Jesus. Enjoy!
Good morning, Elevate. My name is Kevin. If you don't know me, I'm the preacher here. I'd like to welcome you. I'd like to also welcome those of you who are watching online. We are here today. We're going to close out a series. This is week six of a series we've been in called Core. And the premise of the series is that we need to love God with everything, kind of this holistic love. Love Him with our emotions, love Him with our intellect, love Him with the spirit He has resurrected inside of us. And last week we even talked about loving Him with our physical being, with our bodies. And so just to review and set the scene for where we're going today, we've been saying this now for week six. Jesus is in a room full of politicians and lawyers. So imagine Jesus coming today and He's in a room full of Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians. I think there's a new party called We the People or something like that. I don't watch the news. And maybe there's a few socialists there. There's some religious fanatics there. And then there's a whole room full of lawyers. And they are debating and talking, and it's getting heated, and they're firing questions one after another to Jesus, and Jesus is answering them. When we say the law, we kind of view our culture like we've got the Bible, and then we've got the law of the land. But in Jesus's time, with the Jewish people, they had one and the same, the written word. Particularly the first five books of the Bible, the law of God was also the law that they corporately followed. And so there's this great debate. And finally, a scribe or a lawyer figure comes up to Jesus and says, well, you know, you've been answering every question. You seem to know what you're talking about. And I'm hearing all sides from all these different political parties, the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Zealots and all of this. But I want to know what you think, Jesus. If you boil this whole thing down, what is the most important commandment? In other words, what does God want us to honor first and most with our lives? And so we've been here, like I say, we closed this out week six, and I want to read to you Jesus's response one last time. I'm actually going to be picking up in verse 29. After a scribe in verse 28 says, came up to him and heard what he was saying, heard them disputing. He says in verse 29, he asked, what's the most important commandment? And Jesus answered, the most important is this, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all of your strength. I'm going to pause here because the last 4 weeks we have systematically gone through all of these and talked about what it looks like for us to love God with our heart, with our soul, with our mind, and our strength. But I want to revisit where we started this series out, because Jesus, he wasn't asked what the second greatest commandment was. He was just asked, well, what's the greatest? And obviously, loving God is the greatest commandment. But Jesus, I think, strategically puts a second commandment in here in verse 31. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. And so in the eyes of Jesus, these two are tethered together. Obviously, it starts with loving God. If we center ourselves on God, every other relationship is going to function the proper way. And I just want to go back and revisit, you can't love your neighbor the proper way if you don't love yourself. And so we talked about this week one, if you've got some kind of self-image or self-esteem issues, it makes it harder to love your neighbor. But I want to focus today as we close this series out on loving your neighbor. And let me remind you who your neighbor is. anyone who is not you, period. The people across the street from you and the people across the sea, every other human being that is on the face of this earth, if we encounter them, they are our neighbors, and we are to show the love of God to our neighbors. And so today, we want to close this series out by giving you a tangible way to express love to what Jesus would call the least of these, to the poor and the powerless, to express love to people who don't have the financial means, the educational means, they just don't have the means to make ends meet. In particular, we're going to give you a chance today to express that love of Jesus to some children all around the world. And so we're going to end this series by talking about an organization that we've been partnered with for years, but it's been a number of years since we've had one of these, Compassion International. Compassion International gives us the ability, they invite us to sponsor a child and to show the love of Christ to children that are all over the world. And so we have three guest speakers today. They're going to come out in just a second. It is Jake and Katie Click. Jake is one of our deacons here. Katie is his wife, obviously. She's a very talented woman. There's a picture of a tree rooted out in our lobby. Katie painted that for us. She has all kinds of talents. Jake's okay, too. But Jake is also related to he's a famous twin brother, Will Click, who you see on the stage, our worship leader. But they are also bringing out their oldest daughter, Joelle. And so the three of them are going to kind of speak for a few minutes on Compassion International. And what I would like for you to do during the time they're speaking is to kind of silently pray in your heart and ask the Holy Spirit if he would prompt you or lead you to consider picking up one of these children that you'll hear about, to sponsor them. And I don't want to steal Jake and Katie and Joelle's thunder. So I'm going to ask them to come on out, and I'm going to turn the service over to them. And when they are finished, I'll come back out to close this thing out. So give a warm Elevate welcome to Jake, Katie, and Joelle.
Good morning, Elevate. Introduction to who we are, but thank you, Kevin, because I was thinking about making a joke about how I'm Jake and not Will, and regardless of how many times I say I'm Jake, there may be somebody that comes up and says, you did a great job, Will, and so I can still kind of make the joke, but this is Katie, this is my wife Katie, and our oldest of three, Joelle, and she is 8 years old. And we're excited to be here. I want to thank the leadership of Elevate and Kevin for giving us this opportunity to speak about something that is near and dear to our hearts. And you know, we're not refined speakers by any means, but we are passionate about this, and we're hoping, it's our prayer, that in spite of our nerves and how we communicate, that you would see the passion that we have for what we're doing today. And we are one of many churches participating in Compassion Sunday, where we get to share a little bit of our story and how we've been able to sponsor some children. And like Kevin said, give you an opportunity to do that as well.
Yeah, so all over the country, there are going to be churches who are talking about Compassion Sunday. The official day is actually April 28th, but we decided to do it early. How cool is that? So we're, like Jake said, we're just regular people. If you sponsor a child around January, you started getting an invitation and another invitation and another invitation to talk to your church and your pastor about hosting a Compassion Sunday, to share a little about these kids and the process of sponsoring. So like I said, we're just regular people. We have a heart for it, and we hope we can share that with you today. So let's start by sharing a little about our story, which started a year ago. We had just gotten our budget super locked down. So we've been doing some programs through Dave Ramsey. We went through Financial Peace University here at Elevate. We did the Every Dollar budget app, and we were seeing exactly how much was coming into our house. And we decided to get serious about giving 10% to the Lord faithfully of everything that came in. So because we had a really good idea of what came in through our income, we decided side jobs, bonuses, anything, we're going to take 10% off the top. Now, this is not a message about tithing, so everybody take a deep breath. But for us, that made a huge difference. That made us feel like we could confidently give once we saw what we were making. So once we decided how much of that to give to Elevate, which of course, that was our priority, we had some extra that we got to allocate, and giving became very fun, because we got to think about what we're passionate about and start partnering with programs like Rafa and Compassion International. We had heard about Compassion before at our church. If you guys have been around a while, we had a Compassion Sunday here at Elevate. I had heard about it in college, but something had always kind of held me back. I was worried that I wouldn't be able to keep that commitment to a child if I made it. As a college student, you're kind of worried about feeding yourself, and I wasn't sure I was going to be able to support another child as well. And then as we started having our own children, I was worried that we'd be making some kind of sacrifice. But once we knew our numbers, over the course of 2 months, we discovered we were able to sponsor 6 children in 3 different countries. We wanted to share a little this morning about 2 of those really cool kids.
So on the left here, we have Lionel. He's 10, lives in Bolivia. And what we know about him is that he loves to help his mother water her plants, which she sells at the market. He sends us multiple letters. He likes to play chess, and he loves soccer, which is near and dear to my heart. And, you know, his pictures that he's drawn and sent us, you know, he's very detailed. He'll shade in the pictures, and he seems like a very, very fun-loving kid, despite, you know, his circumstances. But, yeah, his favorite season is springtime, and he loves flowers.
And then next to him is Sophia. She is 7 years old, and her birthday is actually the same as our son, Grayson. We've been praying for her mom. Every letter, they ask that we pray for her, so it seems like she's been sick for quite a while. Because Sophia was only 6 when we sponsored her, we've actually received letters from other members of her family. So her uncle, Manuel, wrote the first letter. We've heard from her mom and her aunt, and we've also gotten several letters from her brother, Dennis, which is fun because there are 3 siblings, and he kind of tells us about all of them, as well as Sophia. And Sophia, of course, always adds a picture in the picture section. She is learning how to add at school, and she loves to color and play with dolls, just like our little girls at home. All of the children we sponsored have been waiting for a year plus. So I just wanted to mention that when you see a child in the system, all of the children who are on the packets when you go outside, once they're in the system, they can attend the Compassion Center. But until they're sponsored, that child does not have a sponsor, someone who they know is praying for them, someone who writes to them. So when their friends get a letter that month and the teacher calls everyone up, like, those kids are waiting to hear from someone who cares about them. So we started sponsoring, obviously, to bless these kids and their families. But something that was really unexpected to me was how much I have been blessed through this process. For me, letter writing has been just a really awesome thing that we're able to do. In the beginning, the letters were slow to come in from each of the kids, but I was really eager to write and get to know them. So even if I didn't have a response, I just wrote another letter. I added pictures and shared stories about our kids and our adventures, and shared scripture and told them how much we loved them and that we were praying for them. Here's a picture of our first letter from Lionel. This kid's an artist, so you know we get along just fine. As Jake mentioned, he also loves gardening, so I've sent him pictures of our garden flowers, and he's told me about the favorites that he grows with his mom, flowers called Frog's Mouth and Primavera.
Yeah, so he also said in his most recent letter that he gets to attend the Compassion Center on his own. And he wrote, "My mom used to accompany me always because I was little and was very afraid. I have many friends now." And he also asked for prayer, that we would pray for his family and for their spiritual life. So, I mean, these kids send us letters and they're asking us to pray, not just for them, but for their families as well.
Yeah, so I take for granted regularly just how blessed we are and how easy some of our challenges can be. Recently, we just had a virus go through our house, and so all three of the kids got sick. Jake and I were kind of the last ones to get sick, and it's easy to complain or, you know, feel kind of down in the dumps if you have to get up in the middle of the night with a sick child or if you have a headache and you have to take ibuprofen. But, you know, talking to these kids and knowing more about their situation, now I get to feel so grateful that I get to do that in the luxury of an air-conditioned house with working toilets and running water. I have Motrin and I have ibuprofen for myself. I have a washing machine and extra sheets if somebody gets sick. We have ice packs. We have a pediatrician that I can call anytime if I get scared about how my child is doing. And I can only feel grateful. I might feel decision fatigue, meal planning, again, for my family, but we have not had to worry about whether or not we'd be able to feed our family. These kids are just grateful to have books and a uniform to go to school, to have regular medical checks at their center. It really helps to put things in perspective. Writing and getting to know these families has made me so grateful and so joyful in the opportunity to give and come alongside them. I think about these parents who are taking care of kids the same age as my own, and I'm so glad that we have this opportunity to come alongside them.
Each child that is available to sponsor through Compassion is just one of 333 million children who live in extreme poverty, meaning that they survive on less than $2.15 a day. I mean, I feel like most of you can probably get a week's worth of food and clothes and whatever that $2.15 looks like. You can probably find it a week's worth, you know, laying around the house. So it's a very, very small number that we're talking about, $2.15 a day. And the pandemic and food inflation have increased poverty around the world. That means more children are going to bed hungry and more parents are unable to send their children to school or buy them medicine when they're sick. So one of the impacts for me of being able to sponsor children is being able to give a gift above and beyond the monthly amount that we normally have for sponsoring that child. So as a sponsor, you get to do an extra gift for Christmas, for birthdays, and you can do a family gift. So the family gift is something that we've been able to do multiple times, and it's a huge impact for us and our family because we see the responses of the gratitude and the thankfulness of this for these families. So Leonel, for example, if we give a family gift, it's not just impacting him individually, it's impacting his whole family. And think about the gifts that you get, that you give, and maybe someone gives you some gift money. What do you buy with that gift money? Probably toys, you know, fun, expendable type things, a $25 gift card, and you go spend it on a meal somewhere. When these kids get a family gift, they're going out and buying big bags of flour or rice or just extra clothes. These are necessity things, and they are ecstatic to have it. And so it's just a huge impact for us and our family as we try to relay the thankfulness and gratitude, get our kids to be the same way. So I believe, yep, so we have Leonel here. These are some of the family gifts. So with the family gift, Leonel and his family, they got a juicer because they wanted to be able to add some extra fruits and vegetables to their diet. And so this was something that they really wanted. And when you do give a gift above and beyond your monthly amount, someone from the Compassion Center will go with that family to help them pick out something that is needed, that they've wanted. So it's not just they get money and they go spend it somewhere. So Lionel has the juicer with his family, which is really awesome. They sent us pictures of that. And then Sophia and her family were able to get some extra clothes.
First John 3:18 says, "Let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. We love with our actions when we support, write to, and pray for our sponsored children and their families."
Okay, so we're going to put a couple facts up on the screen for you guys. Let me see. Yep. An estimated 45 million children under age 5 suffer from wasting, the deadliest form of malnutrition. Wasting increases a child's risk of death by up to 12 times. Children make up more than half of the global population living in extreme poverty, even though they make up only 31% of the world's total population. And if all students in low-income countries had just basic reading skills, an estimated 171 million people could escape extreme poverty. That's something that God really cares about. Sponsorship helps a child see the gospel in action and know the truth that they are loved by their Heavenly Father. Before we wrap up, let's watch this video about how life-changing sponsorship can be to a child in poverty.
Dear Carla, I grew up in the Philippines where there are no apple orchards. So when apples were finally imported to my island, they were the most popular food in my village. One morning, I asked my mother, "Mama, can we buy an apple?" She said, "Kiwi, we cannot even afford a rotten apple." Growing up in my neighborhood was not easy. I watched as some of my childhood friends had to work horrible jobs to help their family survive. Some of the girls were even sold by their parents, and they just disappeared. My parents fought hard to keep me safe. I would lie in bed at night, hungry, praying that God would keep my family together and safe. I knew at an early age the only way I could escape poverty was to get an education, but it wasn't free. School was so expensive and we were so poor. One day, my parents told me I was joining the Compassion Project at our church. Later, I was told that I had a sponsor. And because of their sponsorship, I got food, medical care, and I got to go to school.
I trust in your word.
Then one day, I received a letter from my sponsor. They were the first people to tell me that I was beautiful in God's eyes. At the church, I found hope. I found my dreams, and they helped me chase them. My relationship with God came alive at that church. I finished school, and I even got to go to college. Through sponsorship, God rescued me from poverty, just like He can rescue you. Carla, now that I am your sponsor, I want you to know that God loves you. You are so beautiful in God's eyes, and I am so proud of the woman that you are becoming. I love you, and I want you to know, even though you may have been born into poverty, poverty was not born into you.
Thank you.
I'm Kiwi Vallejoco, and what you just saw is a glimpse into my childhood. This Compassion Sunday, you can help release a child from poverty, just like my sponsor did for me. Sponsor a child today.
So as Kiwi mentioned in the video, more than just kids being in poverty, needing food, needing clothing, poverty has caused some families to feel like the only way that they can survive is to sell their child. And this is horrific. It's a huge problem. And we felt like as a family, we wanted to do something about it. We wanted to do more. And our kids have been a huge part of this process. We pray for our sponsored children, Daniela, Alexa, Sophia, Noelia, Kareem, and Leonel. We pray for them every night. And we're happy to do that, and we're always looking forward to the next letter that we get from them, and we're always excited to send them letters so that we can try to learn more and more about them and their families. So Joelle has a message for you.
Hello, we are here today to ask you to sponsor a kid. I was a little nervous to talk on stage today, but there are a lot of kids in this big world that need help. If you're thinking of sponsoring a kid, great. You can have as many as you want. Our family will be happy for you. All of the kids that you sponsor will be happy too. Matthew 25:40 says, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me."
Great job, Joelle. So when we were invited to host a Compassion Sunday, there's this new initiative that they're doing called Speak Up Kids, where they encourage you, if there's a child who wants to participate, to let them help be a part of the service. And so we asked Joelle if she would be interested in that, and she said yes. She wrote her parts herself. She picked the scripture herself. So as a mom, I'm super proud of her.
And I'm proud of her as well as a dad.
Yes. So just to kind of wrap up today, I wanted to ask you, are you feeling God tugging at your heart today the way he was tugging at ours a year ago? Are you feeling pulled to do something that might be a little uncomfortable? It might even be a little scary. Then we want to encourage you to come visit us outside after the service today. We have a table set up. You're going to find some packets, and I wanted to just kind of tell you a little about those packets. So the packets are actually for you to keep if you choose to sponsor that child. The 35 kids that we have here at Elevate are put on hold, so they're taken out of the system online and put on hold for our church until a date in April. So if you take a packet, there is a QR code that you can scan. Some of you are probably not going to want to do that. If you are technologically challenged and do not want to ask for help, there's also something you can write on and mail in physically, and all of that is in the package for you. So the postage is paid for. All you do is fill out your information. Inside that packet, you're also going to find more information about your child, where they live, some of the things that they're interested in, a little about their family situation and their region, and then the fun starts. Then you can write letters and start the whole process. If you're online today, then I want to encourage you to please visit compassion.com. There you can follow the same prompts. You can search for children by country or region. You can, if you have a heart for children with special needs, you can search for a child who has special needs. You can search for a boy or a girl, somebody the same age as your kids, someone who is 1 year old who you can watch grow up, or someone who is 16, 17, 18, who just need that bridge before they're out in the world as an adult. So you can search by any of these parameters. So we just want to thank you so much for this opportunity. At Elevate, we are called to love in actions and in truth. We're called to be all in, and we're reminded to love with our whole heart. And this is a great opportunity to do just that. So we hope to talk to you after, and thank you for your time.
after that video. I was, it's just a great opportunity. I'm not going to spend a lot of time regurgitating what Jake and Katie and Joel said. If you feel led by the Lord, you know, I think we think, you know, we're just kind of, we can't make a difference. And you may not be able to change the world, but you can change the world for one child. And so I just ask, as your lead minister, to prayerfully consider. We are going to have packets available today. And, you know, we kind of, I was talking to Katie and she said, well, what do you think about 12? I think it was like 12 packets. And I was thinking, we can do better than that. And so we were going to do 30 and then, Compassion sent us 35. So maybe that's the Lord telling us, you know, 35 is the number. So prayerfully consider it. We will also have packets available next week as well on Easter Sunday. But we're not going to do another Compassion Sunday. So, you know, talk to your spouse, talk to the Lord, let the Holy Spirit lead you. And if you would love to participate in this, I promise you, you can make the difference in the life of what Jesus says is the least of these, person that cannot fend for themselves.
We hope you enjoyed listening to our podcast today. If you'd like to learn more about Elevate or partner with us in what God is doing here, check out our website at elevatecc.com. Until next time, God bless you, and thanks again.